Hey, welcome to Expect the Expected with Joey and Harp.
Two small town girls from New Mexico living in Nashville and talking all things personal growth, spirituality, fucking shit up, and figuring it all out, or at least trying to.
Welcome to our first episode of Expect the Expected.
Bow, 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 bow.
Pew, pew. Today's episode is brought to you from East Nashville, where we are smoking on Susie's Gift Delta 8 from Considerate Flowers.
Each week, we will be trying out different strains of legal-grade cannabis from smoke shops around the city. We're here to have a good time and talk about some shit. So, thanks for being a part of the journey. Let's get into it.
So, I'm Joey, and this is Harp.
Hi!
Hey!
Hey!
We both moved here a little less than 5 years ago from New Mexico and have had a lot of experiences where we feel like people can relate to say the least. We wanted to create this space where we can smoke a little and bring some humor to open and real conversations.
Like, how the fuck did we get here?
How the fuck did we get here, dude?
I don't know. I mean, you getting here and me getting here, we, like, it's similar but different. Like, the intentions we had moving to Nashville and doing this whole ride, you know?
Yeah, most definitely. We definitely had different experiences, different intent for coming over here. And a lot of people think we were best friends and that we moved here together when, in reality, that's not the story.
That was not the case. I vividly remember telling you when you showed up in my driveway that you were not the first person I was expecting to see. But not that we weren't friends, because we were friends.
Yeah, yeah.
And we had just gotten a little closer by the time that happened, so it wasn't totally weird, you know?
Yeah, but it was random, because it's not like we were BFFs for life.
Homegirl just showed up in my driveway.
Hey, I was just like,
boop, 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 can I stay with you?
Like, yeah. Okay. Hey, I know this is random, but I'm going to be driving to Virginia, and can I stay with you? And
that is where it all started. This beautiful, don't say it like that. This beautiful friendship.
Oh, man.
It's something.
It is something. So, Harp, tell the people how you got here.
Let the people know what they want to know. You don't know what you want to know it yet, but you do. I came out here a little bit before you, but I had came out here a summer before when I was in college and I was interning. Expect the expected. There may have been a boy involved.
So may have been a boy
perhaps involved. Perhaps had been a boy involved.
There's always a boy
There's
involved.
There's always a boy involved. Expect the expected. So I came out here in college for an internship. Did the whole boy situation.
Mm-hmm.
Came back, graduated, and then I just had my heart set on Nashville. I came out here when I was 21, newly 21, so it was my 21
yeah,
summer,
man.
And I fucked it up, and I fell in love with Nashville, and I had nothing else, like, set on my mind, which is so funny, because you have a different experience, but to me, I was like, all I could think about was Nashville, mm-hmm. how I was gonna get out here, because it's kind of hard moving 1,300 miles away from your family and most of what you've known your whole life. And growing up in the middle of nowhere, New Mexico, that is, I always, like, envisioned myself going somewhere, but it's way easier said than done.
Oh, yeah.
I had, like, culture shock driving out here.
Me
from
too.
From all the trees.
So many fucking trees.
So many trees.
People think I'm crazy when I say that. There's a lot of trees.
There's not a lot of trees in New Mexico, so
case you've never been.
Case in point, it's different. It's
very different.
Very different. But not just that, just the environment in Nashville was such, like, a cool, welcoming city. And so I came out here with a dream. I don't even know if I necessarily knew what that dream was. It was mm-hmm. just kind of to be here. And so I've been figuring some shit out, kind of slowly but surely. 5 years is a long time, and life is just, I've just had different seasons in Nashville already, and like where we're at now versus where we were at when we got here, you mm-hmm. know. And you're, so I came here very intentionally, whereas
I
you
did not.
didn't so much.
No, it's really funny when people ask me, why did you come to Nashville?
Because everyone does.
Everybody asks you that.
Oh, you're from New Mexico?
Yeah.
What brought you here?
Oh, you're from Mexico?
Oh, you're from Mexico? Right.
People think we're from Mexico half of the time. We have to explain that New Mexico is, in fact, a state.
People don't know geography, but to be fair, I know nothing about the Midwest.
Yeah, me either.
Where even is Nebraska?
No idea.
No, couldn't tell you. So, I used to be a little judgy, but I get it now, you know?
Yeah. Fair enough.
Fair enough.
So, I mean, yeah, I came out here with not really that much expectations. I had, you know, just finished grad school, and I drove through here.
Stayed one night.
One night.
One night with me. Let's go.
Changed
everything.
And, I mean, I went back, and even though my attention wasn't, you know, I was finishing grad school, I honestly thought I was going to move to Austin, you know, because my brother's in San Antonio and had a friend in Austin, and it's closer to home, you know, drivable for sure. And
what's
so,
like?
Right, so far now. But, and whenever, you know, summer hit and grad school was over, I was just like, I'm going to move somewhere. And I thought, fuck it. Well, it's now I don't have a career. I don't have a boyfriend. I am not tied to anything. So why not move across the country now? And I just thought Nashville, you know, I had fun here. Fell in love with the city that night and just said,
it'll get you, man.
Yeah.
And it gets everybody.
It gets
That's
everybody.
That's why there's so many people. I don't blame
And
you.
I came in the springtime.
It was, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It was so nice.
Nashville springtime is my absolute favorite still till this day.
I don't really, like, we don't really see flowers bloom in New Mexico.
Not like here.
Not like here.
The trees.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
So, we have a love-hate relationship with the trees, for sure.
Yeah. Love-hate relationship with the trees. But it's been definitely a journey, being here. I mean... Both of us, I think that's one thing huge that we have in common, not just that we're from New Mexico, but we literally just moved with whatever fit in our car.
Yeah.
And moved up here. I had $1,200 in my bank account.
Mm-hmm. I had a boyfriend.
You had a boyfriend.
Poor Chad.
Poor Chad.
Sorry, Chad.
Already.
I was like, nothing was going to stop me from coming out here.
No.
When we started dating, I told him, hey, I'm moving to Nashville, funny enough. He's from East Tennessee, and he was just out that way for a little bit, and he knew good and well that I was out, and I don't think he thought that I was serious. He asked me not to come out here, and I said,
I'm coming.
I'm going. I don't, like, sorry. Not really sorry. So, like, nothing was gonna stop me, and I had a long-distance relationship when I first moved here.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Chad.
For what, like 5 months?
Which is kind of like my first 5 months in Nashville.
Yeah.
Kind of.
I was hoeing it up, fucking it up. And you were.
And I was laid
in a relationship,
down.
And I was laid down.
I was ball and chain.
And you were committed, though.
Yeah. And there's so many cute boys here, especially when, how old was I? Like 22?
Yeah.
22-year-old me is like, I fucked up.
Beginning of your prime.
Yeah. You know? Hopefully not.
We're
up and up, you know?
You're right. 30. I mean, 30. Me, 30. You're still, what, 27?
27.
Woo!
You're going to be 30 in a couple months.
I know. Can you believe it? When did I move here? I was 25.
Crazy.
Wild.
I know. And we've just experienced a lot while we're here. And I think a lot of people can relate to, not even just moving to Nashville. You'll especially relate if you moved to Nashville. But any city, really. I mean, we've lived the majority of our 20s in this space.
Yeah.
This is like our adult
journey. Our adult life.
Yeah.
We got dogs.
Like post-college, we got dogs. And we came out here with nothing, and we're just doing it out here. And sometimes it's hard.
Yeah.
A lot of times it's hard.
Very hard.
But you have, like, really high highs, and sometimes you're reminded of why you moved out here.
Oh, yeah. And then there's other times where it's kind of low and you miss home. But it's definitely figuring out that balance.
Yeah, and what I think something that we've really learned out here is priorities and what actually, it teaches you what actually matters to you. Mm-hmm. Because I thought that I was going to have a whole different life than I do now, but I'm not mad about it, really. I like the space that I'm in. I bartend on Music Row. Mm-hmm. I love my job. And it's nice to just be in a clear space and just, I don't know. I didn't think this is where my life was going to look, but I'm not mad about it currently. I mean, I am in some ways, but, you know, sometimes it doesn't always turn out the way it's supposed to, and you learn lessons on the way, and mm-hmm. it kind of just takes you down your next road, I guess.
Yeah, and I know for me, I didn't have a vision, like I said, of what my life was going to be like out here, but, you know, it's turned into something, things that I thought maybe a little later in life I was going to get, but now I'm here.
Yeah.
You know, started working in Midtown. You know, I started, you know, in Midtown, worked there for about a year and a half, and then started my career in my mental health and married.
Yeah, I'm a I'm just kidding. We love Luke.
We love Luke. But just definitely a different life than what I thought maybe. I didn't realize I was going to find all that out here. I've grown a lot, though. And you have, too. I feel like we needed that, this space, a different kind of space, you know, even though there's a lot of trees, but.
That's a good way to put it, though, a different kind of space.
A different kind of
space. You have all the space back home in New Mexico, physically, but sometimes mentally and energetically, you just need to step out of that space in order to grow. And we have grown a lot. Mm-hmm. And it may not be the ways that we expected, mm-hmm. but, I mean, in good ways. And we're still growing. And that's kind of what this podcast is about, is just talking about our experiences and what we learned from it, what we, the cycles that we're still fucking with, and trying to, like, work through. And everybody can relate to that at some capacity, for sure.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
No, yeah, for sure.
Me too.
Oh my gosh, I have a friend too. We always talk about this. New Mexico has kind of its own, like, slang.
Oh yeah.
Or sayings, I guess. And that's one of them. So you're going to hear us say, like, no, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And no one else says that.
Nobody says that. And I didn't even realize it. But
if you're from New Mexico, you know.
You know, you know.
If you know, you know. You know. I don't know.
Oh, man. And I think, too, we bring different perspectives, too, which I feel like a lot of people out here are from small towns and kind of came here from all over the country. And it's definitely different coming from a really small town in the desert and coming out here to a different environment, different culture.
And just seeing the melting pot, I've been exposed to so much diversity, and it's beautiful.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. It's like a different diversity.
Yeah, and even, like, moving to East Nashville, I've worked around Nashville, different areas of Nashville, and moving to East is really cool because everybody just doesn't give a fuck. They just are who they are. I feel like I can go out to the bars in sweatpants, and I have, and it's just an East Nashville vibe.
And I used
to
never leave the house without, like, a real bra on.
Yeah.
And nobody in East Nashville gives a fuck.
No! Titties everywhere!
Titties out! Nippies out. Pierce nippies out.
You know? And it's cool. No one gives a fuck. So
nobody
I can get cute if I want to. If I want to feel myself, I can get cute. Or if I just want to grab a drink across the street, leggings, baby. You know? Millennial problems.
Dude,
do people still wear leggings?
Post-COVID problems.
Also post-COVID problems.
I got way too comfortable during the quarantine. And, you know,
dude,
this is just
did.
What we're here with. We're all just surviving.
We're surviving. We still cute.
We are still cute.
You know?
Different cute, but cute.
Different cute. You know?
Oh, yeah.
And that's the thing is, everybody's kind of cute. You just, like...
We're all cute.
We're all cute.
Hell, yeah. Some
and
people
it's just
might differ
different.
With that, but I think we all are cute. Everyone's cute in their
And
own
everyone's
way.
Different, yeah.
Hell, yeah.
And I think coming out here, I was able to see the beauty and diversity, and... It's, and you know that I just love people, so being out here, I'm just, get to meet a bunch of new people and hear, and being a bartender, I just hear a bunch of different things. Sometimes I don't give a shit, but sometimes I give a shit, you know?
Yeah.
I meet cool people. But that just comes with it, I guess. So, there's been some highlights, there's been some low times, and that's just the waves of life, baby.
The ways of life. No, it's been a fucking roller coaster, but it's been good. Now we're here.
And now we're here. We have some stuff to talk about. We have a lot to talk about. And we just, honestly, we kind of figured out that this is what we wanted to do because we sit here and we smoke some Delta 8 or whatever, like, flower we've got from a place across the street. And we just talk about a lot of things. And
all the things.
All the things. And we're funny as fuck. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
100%.
We, like, sprinkle humor on our, like, serious shit.
Yeehaw.
And I think that that's kind of refreshing, you know? You have to laugh at stuff. Otherwise, you'll just, like, go down.
Oh, I know.
You know? So, because things are so, like, because things are serious, but you have to laugh at some point because.
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise.
That's how we get through life.
That's how you get through life. And everybody's, like, a little fucked up, you know?
Oh, yeah.
There's no chance that any of us were not going to be a little fucked up. And so.
For sure.
We all have our own things. And it's just cool to hear different perspectives and, I don't know, from other people, from us. We came out here with a similar journey. Like, part of our, there's been a full, our, this whole Nashville season has been our season, but we had a season in the beginning.
Oh,
when
yeah.
When we first moved here.
Where it was just us.
And we were just fucking Broadway up.
It was literally just us it was by just ourselves.
Fucking bars up on a, like, you want to go out to a casual dinner on Monday?
Never.
Turns
Never
into,
happened.
Like, a billion shots at Whiskey Row.
Oh, my gosh.
Making out with some rando dude in the bathroom.
Hell, like, yeah.
We were crazy.
We were crazy.
It was a good time. The Spasmatics on at Doghouse.
Aw, R.I.P.
R.I.P.
That was the best of times. Remember when he stuck his microphone in my titties?
Yeah, dude, because your titties are always out.
Not no more.
Well, you're married. You're a married woman now.
Yeah.
Whatever, it's fine.
But we've had some really fun, crazy times. Like the first night that I came here.
Yeah, let's talk about the first night that you came here.
What
the
fuck?
Let's talk
about the fucking first night I came here.
I get a phone call from Joey. And I am like, hey, what's up? And she's coming through Nashville on her way across the country, driving from New Mexico to
during spring break.
Spring break.
My last spring break of college life. Might as well make it worth it. By myself.
It was spring. Because I moved here in February. And you came out a month later?
Yeah.
Right. So that's what I was saying. Was not expecting you to be the first person. I lived in a nook. I paid $600 to live in a nook.
That's insane.
But it was an old Hickory Village. And that place holds a special place in my heart. I worked at Sam's my first summer here. Worked at Sam's when I first got back. And I just love that area. But I was living in a nook for $600. And I said, okay, it's a small space, but you're welcome to come. And I hadn't had anyone else visit. So obviously we're going to go check it out.
Oh, hell yeah.
After you had just driven so far.
Oh, I know. I had driven far. Well, it's because I started in Las Cruces where we went to college, where we met. And drove to Fort Worth, stayed with my cousin, and then drove from Fort Worth, which is 12 hours, to Nashville. And I remember driving over that green bridge that goes from Nashville to Old Hickory. I mean, you know what I'm talking about. And so
I love that bridge.
And then I remember, and I was just like, wow, this is crazy. That's one of my first memories. And yeah, I for sure remember you telling me that I was not the first person you expected to see. And I was just like, girl, me either. I didn't know I was going to be out here. But I was really expected. I was really spontaneous at the time. And I just would pick up and go wherever. And you took me to Sam's. And we saw the NMSU basketball game.
And we knew that it was going to be a good night.
Hell yeah. And it was.
And it
was. We don't have a ton of videos and pictures from that night, but we do
probably
have some.
Probably a good thing.
A good thing.
You know, the funny thing about Nashville is there are also bachelor parties.
Oh.
It's like all the bachelorettes. Dudes, if you're smart, do a bachelor party in Nashville because that's where all the babes are at anyways.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know?
100%.
And somehow we were on Broadway. We ran into some bachelors. They wanted to know, like, the real. How did we even start hanging out with them?
We were looking for someone to smoke with because we didn't have any.
Oh,
and so
They were just on the sidewalk calling a group.
Yeah, but we were fucked up. And so we had gone to Midtown, and I thought that was downtown. Because, you know, we don't have shit like that in New Mexico. No. And so I thought that was downtown. I thought Midtown, like, losers, Rebar, R.I.P. Rebar, R.I.P. Kung Fu, you know, winners. I thought that was downtown. And then you're like, no, I gotta take
you. This is the pregame, baby. This is the pregame.
This is the pregame. We were having a fun-ass time. I was shocked that people didn't dance, though. That's something I'm still a little...
It's hard. I feel like I'm numb to it. And it's so sad when I see people dancing. There were some people from Wyoming yesterday at the bar, and they were two-stepping and twirling. Yeah. And I said, you're from the West, aren't you? You know some shit.
Yes.
I know, it's hard. I did just find that video on Snapchat of us, of your first night in Nashville.
And I was complaining about it.
You don't bop to country music.
Yeah. What the fuck?
You two-step. I thought everyone knew that. I thought that was a universal thing.
I know. I was bummed. I mean, back home, if country music is playing,
you're dancing.
You're dancing.
And not, you know, a line dance.
No.
We're not doing Shania Twain stuff. Is there a line dance? Surely. I don't know.
Maybe. I mean, Boo Scoop Boogie.
That's not Shania Twain.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like, that's what people line dance to.
Right.
That's not Shania Twain.
I'm picking up what you put down. Oh, that's Brooks and Dunn. Dude, yeah. When they came, I'm so sad we weren't there for that album. That was my bad. I bitched out on that.
I know, you don't bitch out on anything. I know. I'm like, since when?
Brooks and Dunn, when they put out, if you listen to country music, Brooks and Dunn put out an album of all of their fucking great-ass songs with people featured on them.
Yes.
Like Cody Johnson on Red Dirt Road. Man. Freaking melt me.
And we could have gone to Broadway and seen them for free, but...
I bitched out.
She bitched out. And, you know, but we've had other good times, but that would have been a good one for the books, for
sure. I feel
sure.
Like we navigated. Okay, back to the bachelor party.
Yes.
Back to the bachelor party. I don't know how long we were gone on that one.
Tangent.
Expect the expected. We go on tangents sometimes, but just hang
bringing
on.
It back. Bringing it back.
Bringing it back.
Bachelor party.
Bachelor party. I remember... Yeah, we took a freaking taxi. Oh my god, we took a taxi.
Okay, so they were like, we have, bud, we're a bachelor party. But they weren't young. They were, like, in their mid-30s.
Not mid-30s. Probably early. They probably just looked older because
we were younger.
Younger.
Okay.
They're probably 30-ish.
Yeah, maybe. But some of them were married and stuff like that. Yeah. And one of the guys loved me. It was so funny. And then you kept telling
him.
Which
guy was it?
What do you mean?
Which guy loved you, Joey? Give the people what they want. Tell them the juicy stuff.
So one of the married guys loved me.
I thought it was The Bachelor.
Was it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no.
It was The Bachelor. Right?
I don't know.
Maybe I was just drunk.
He was wearing a wedding ring regardless.
Oh, well. What happens in Nashville sometimes stays in Nashville. It's like Vegas.
You know.
Just smaller.
Not my brightest moment. But...
What the fuck?
But we were like, you know, I think we were fucked up, and I was just like, hey, do you guys have, you know, bud?
Because we would talk to anybody.
And they're like, back at our Airbnb, and then you guys want to come back with us? And we did! Like, the fuck?
I wish I could say it was my first time going back with a bachelor. But I've never really hooked up with anybody from a bachelor. Well, the one time, he was really hot, though, so... But neither here nor there. I don't know why I used to be so comfortable leaving with bachelor parties. But
I know.
I mean, not like it happened all the time, but...
I don't even know where we went.
I think we went to Germantown-ish. Was it around there? It was a tall skinny, I remember that.
Was it? I was fucked up. But we got in the taxi, and you kept telling them...
I have a boyfriend!
So my boyfriend, Chad, I was like...
Fucking Chad.
And they were like, okay.
But the one guy kept hitting on me.
Yeah.
And he was trying to hold my hand, and I did, but I was a loyal hoe, okay?
You were loyal,
100%. The fuck was I loyal?
He totally would have fucked you.
Dude. And he was cute.
He was cute. But you were loyal.
I was loyal.
And then we went back to their bachelor house.
And, oh, no, what happened was, the taxi driver.
I forgot about that.
Everyone got out of the taxi. I was the last one. Yeah. And the taxi driver gets out, comes around, and, like, puts his arms up and blocks the entrance. But you guys are all creepy. Still right there. Yeah. So creepy. And he was just being super inappropriate, and I was super uncomfortable.
I know. And you were like, no, no. And then the guys, because they were just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, and they ran after him.
They chased after him, and he took off. Yeah. But you left your keys.
I left my fucking keys in the taxi. And then I'm drunk calling taxi things, services, and no one gives a shit. Because why would they give a shit?
No.
But I was sad as fuck. And I remember those guys were trying to cheer us up.
Oh, they were trying to cheer us up. They were good dudes. They were respectful, honestly.
Yeah, you know, you can...
It could have been way worse.
We didn't go to hook up with them. We went to chill. And we chilled.
And smoked.
It was a good time. But he was trying to cheer me up, dancing to Michael Jackson. I have a mental video in my head. Oh, yeah.
Dad bods. Stripping to man in the mirror.
Pouring water from the ice chest over
them. That melted over them. And me and you were just sitting on the couch, cross-faded as fuck.
Yeah.
Just watching him as he gets on the coffee table.
With two bottles of Bud Light. I remember specifically Bud Light. Oh, my gosh. And...
He clanked them together.
Why?
And
everything stopped.
It was like, pow! It literally, I swear to God, the fucking music stopped.
Yeah.
The music for sure stopped.
And we all were like, ooh, too far.
He was like, that was too much. And that was the guy that loved me. Dad bod. I was just like, you know.
Do you remember when we were trying to find a room to sleep in?
Oh, and every room was taken. And we were turning the lights on and off.
And we called an Uber. We stole a phone charger and all their snacks and got the
all
fuck
their
out
snacks.
Of there.
All their snacks. They had just a box of snacks.
We gathered and up Doritos, Gatorade, like we raided.
Gummy worms.
Gummy worms stole their charger.
And we're just like eating them in the back of the Uber trying to drive back to fucking Old Hickory in the Nook.
Yep, in the Nook.
And why did that make me want to move here? I don't know.
Because it was a good time.
It was. A great time, yeah.
And it just led to some greater times. But we're in a different... I mean, it's cool because we are in a different space now.
Mm-hmm.
But we know the city and we fucked up the city. I still sometimes fuck up the city.
Hell yeah.
But I'm single and I'm a bartender and so it just kind of comes with
and
the territory.
I pop in there every now and then.
Yeah.
Have a good ass time still.
Yeah, when you came for the big round.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know... You a whiskey girl. I'm a whiskey girl, too, but...
Whiskey girls. Used to be a tequila girl.
I've been on tequila lately.
Yeah. I drank tequila for so long. Tequila grapefruit. People probably think that's gross, but it's... I drank that for...
People do more for less.
Yeah. Than whiskey. But I used to drink vodka in college, but that's...
Yeah, that's college, though.
Yeah. Everybody drinks vodka in college.
Why?
Ew. I don't know.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. But in a small town, you just kind of drink. You just go with the flow. You just drink. You drive out to the boondocks and drink.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's just a good time. But here, I think that's what kind of opened our eyes. It was like, okay, this is a little clubby. This is a little cool.
It was just different.
So different than what we were used to. So, of course, seize the day, baby. Let's
like,
fuck
why
it up.
Not?
Yeah.
Why not? Because, I mean, It's different. Might as well have all these experiences, you know, because home's always going to be there.
And Nashville has changed a lot since we moved out here.
It's changed a ton.
And so that's something else that we've had to navigate, mm-hmm. is our lives have changed throughout the times that we've been here. Like, I was in a relationship when I got here. I got into, like, a 2-year relationship. That ended like a year and a half ago. So most of the time I've been in Nashville, I've been in a relationship, which is so strange.
Yeah.
Because I never expected that. But now I've been single out here for a year and a half and I just feel different than I did whenever I came here at first. Because I'm kind of focused on myself for the first time and mm-hmm. using this space to try and focus on myself instead of, I'm not just searching for boys, but I know what that's like, you know?
Yeah.
And so, it's just interesting to see how we've grown and changed over the course of 5 years.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
And even for me, you know, I came out here and I was single and I was really embracing that single life until...
Yeah, you were. I was so jealous. Like, gotta call Chad. Jeez. No, actually... Yeah. Actually, I was talking to someone from back home, because Chad and I broke up.
You had broken up right before I moved back.
Yeah. I was not devastated.
Yeah.
Sorry, Chad.
Sorry, Chad. You knew it was coming, buddy.
Yeah, jeez. But he's happy. He's married and stuff now.
Yeah.
And everybody's on their own journey.
Everybody is on their own journey. And even with me, you know, some people see me married and in a career and think I have it all together when, in reality, I don't have any of it together.
I know.
It's crazy. And it's just navigating. I think ultimately we bring similar perspectives, but also different perspectives.
Totally.
And I just think we're a match made in heaven, baby.
I know. Who would have thought? Who would have thought?
Who would have fucking thought?
I know. And that's, I think, talking about, like, the expectation you hold for yourself and, like, the expectation you have always held growing up and what it actually looks like when you're in it, you know?
Yeah.
And figuring stuff out, whether it's career or relationships or yourself or, I mean, there's so much to figure out.
So much to figure out.
And we out here trying, you know? And, yeah, we bring different perspectives because we kind of flipped. Like, I didn't think I was going to be single. You probably didn't think you were going to be married by this
Hell
time.
Hell no.
I sure as shit didn't think you were going to be married.
I know. You were just as shocked as I was.
Yeah. And I came out here and was in a relationship, which I'm thankful for. I'm really thankful for that relationship. I learned a lot through it. But I haven't really been single out here. And I've been single for a year and a half, and it's something new to navigate. But, I mean, it's not bad. It's not always great, obviously. But there's some really cool things you get from that. And there's some really cool things you get from marriage and being in a, like, stable
relationship. Which I've never been in a healthy, stable relationship until now. And
so that's something
I'm having
you
to
have
navigate.
To, yeah, totally.
To not just blow my life up because, expect the expected, that's what I used to do before up until this point. And Luke's held on for the ride.
Luke's an angel.
Luke is an angel for sure.
But it all, like, worked out, you know?
It's all worked out. Kind of. Yeah.
I mean,
it's working out.
It's working out.
It's working out. Putting that into existence for sure.
Yeah. I was just talking, we had a whole Saturday together today because our schedules are opposite. We're best friends, but I'm a bartender and Joey works during the day because she has a career, which I think is cool, but it's not
weird,
but it's not always cool, you know?
And no, like, it's not always
that's
cool.
Also something to talk about because I was in a career whenever I came out here and I was like, fuck you. No thanks.
I know.
Sometimes, which is not always the case for everybody, but it ended up being the case for me. I don't even know where I was going with that. Fuck you, careers.
Fuck you, being an adult.
Being an adult is hard.
Oh, it's good. It comes with the good and the bad, I guess, like everything else. But man, sometimes I wish I was still a kid.
I know. I think part of being an adult is trying, for me, is trying to pull out some of that, like, youthful joy, I guess. Finding joy in the little things. Because you can get so caught up in life. And the day-to-day and how busy everything is that you forget to slow down. And
time goes by so fast.
Yeah.
This whole year.
It's August.
How?
You were married for almost a year?
That's crazy. Gross.
Nah. Well,
I'm just kidding.
It's neither here nor there. Sorry, Luke. But yeah, I think this is just a really cool space to talk about some of the stuff that we've learned and some of the experiences that we've had. And I don't know. I think transparency is cool.
It's very cool.
And not always, like, pretending to be someone you're not. I think that's what I've really enjoyed about being out here is I've been able to lose myself and find myself and lose myself and find, like, every time you lose yourself, you find yourself, your true self a little bit more.
Yeah.
And so, you know, this last year and a half has been, like, a journey for me, too, navigating being single and losing, not losing my career, but stepping away from my career, what I thought I wanted. And, but I think it's important to really take the time to try and figure out what you actually want and sit the fuck down for a second and, like, you and your noises.
Sorry.
It's It's okay.
They're gonna come out.
Can you pass that?
Yeah.
You're hogging it. Thank you.
I've been holding it this whole time.
Thanks.
Bunny. Yeah, but I really feel that with coming together with this, it's just being able to relate, you know?
Yeah, I mean, we're all connected.
I think sometimes we can feel alone in our experiences when that's not the case at all. A lot of people are also having not the exact same experience, but similar experiences, feeling the similar things. And
feeling stressors over the similar, like, the same shit.
Yeah, or feeling like they're crazy. I know that there's been times where I feel like I'm crazy. Am I the only person that feels this way?
No, ma'am.
Not at all.
I'm with you, my girl. Like, am I crazy?
Am I crazy? Maybe.
No, I'm just figuring shit out. I'm just figuring out life. And
yeah. And when you think you have it all figured out, you don't.
As soon as you think you have it all figured out, you learn. You don't.
Real quick.
There's something else to learn. Well, we're all kind of in patterns and cycles. And, and sometimes you recognize them and sometimes you don't. And I'm trying, like, I know we're both trying to focus on cycles and what we really care about and what's really important to us.
And prioritizing that.
Yeah, I'm prioritizing that. And
it's harder than you think.
Yeah, it's way harder than you think. Why is taking care of yourself and working on yourself so hard?
It's so fucking hard.
You're kind of conditioned to not.
Yeah.
You know? At least from a lot of different viewpoints. I know some people really know and really take care of themselves. Good for you. We're out here trying. You know?
Yeah.
But just being mindful of what is important to you and what's going to, where you want to spend your energy. Because
100%.
Your energy is precious.
Hell yeah.
And shit can get drained real fucking fast. talking for a friend.
It's been wild. But I think also we should probably talk about why are we called Expect the Expected?
Oh, yeah. Well.
Why are we, Harp? Why are we called Expect the Expected?
I have a story.
Always a story.
Oh, there's always a story.
We like good stories.
So, a little bit about me. I'm an Aries. I'm a mushy Aries, but I'm an Aries.
With a Cancer moon.
So I feel my feelings. I cry. But I'll also, like, punch you in the face.
100%. That definitely describes you.
Back to Broadway stories. I'm sure you will
hear about all the stories.
Our mutual friend, who may or may not be my ex-boyfriend. So, like, we're comfortable, you know, in certain ways.
Yeah.
And, but we're all friends. We get along and we have game nights and we all, you know, it's fun.
Yeah,
anyways,
we still spend time together.
But homeboy knows how to get under my skin. Knowing good and well. Okay, so sometimes I procrastinate. And by that I mean
all the time.
I procrastinate. So I was supposed to cook spaghetti, expect the expected. I'm gonna cook one of the three dishes that I know is really fucking good, right?
Yeah, but your spaghetti is good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Because it's the only thing I know how to cook.
But it's good.
I know how to cook other things. I just, you know, you have a staple, you stick with it, people like it. Crowd pleaser. So, supposed to cook spaghetti. I'm a procrastinator. Haven't gone into the grocery store. I'm hanging out with some friends.
It's like an hour before we're supposed to get together.
Yeah, and I'm hanging out with them wherever Forrest lives, like 20 minutes away, and we're just hanging out, and I don't want to leave because I'm on a couch. Expect the expected. Your girl loves a good couch.
Loves a good couch.
Yeah, like, and so I'm hanging out on the couch, we're watching TV, and I'm like, fuck, I need to go to the grocery store. So I'm like, well, I can buy myself some time. So I text the group and say, hey, how about takeout? Or is anybody going to be mad about getting takeout? And this motherfucker
says three words
that just really hit. Expect the expected that I'm going to try and buy my time and get takeout because I don't want to go to the grocery store and I don't want to cook, but I would, and I said I would. So he said expect the expected, and I start freaking fuming. I'm like, no,
this motherfucker.
Because if you tell me, that's the thing, if you tell me
expect the expected,
you can't do it. You won't. Fucking bet. I will. And I will rush and I will get it. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't care how fast or how slow. I'll get it done. So I pop up out. My friend, who's also an Aries, she is like, I thought you were going to get takeout. Literally showed her the text message. She goes, heard. Let's go ahead. I was like, I got to go to the grocery store. So I make a bomb-ass spaghetti. And he goes, I really thought you were going to get takeout. It's like, yeah, expect the expected, right? No, not always, but a lot of the time. You know?
Man. And it's funny because I didn't even see, because it was in our group text that he said that. And I didn't even see it.
Oh, yeah. Luke responded.
Yeah. And then I got home and Luke was like, did you see that text message in the thread? And I said, no. And he says... He tells me, and he knew.
I knew that he knew.
That's the first thing he said to me when I walked in. He's sitting on the couch, just like,
just waiting,
fucking grinning. And I was like, what happened? And he told me, that's all he said. He's like, Normie told her, expect the expected. And I started laughing because I automatically knew you were pissed. Dude. And you get here all smug with your groceries. And I'm like, hey, you okay?
You both were just waiting for me to come in, fucking fuming.
And you just give me this look, and I knew automatically.
But it's funny, because Luke knew via text, because he just said, yeah, that sounds great, or something like that. Like, I don't even know. But I immediately knew that Luke knew. I immediately knew that Norby didn't know, but he may have known that he pissed me off.
I think he knew.
Because expect the expected. Because when he got here, I was, like, huffing and puffing. Like...
You were pissed for a hot second.
But the funny thing is it fit? Like, we sometimes are creatures of habit. We do things differently, but similar. Yeah. And expect the expected. Like, of course this would happen. And it kind of just, like, clicked for all of us.
Yeah. And I think we all realize that there's things that we do that are expect the expected.
And you're going to expect the same outcome. It might look different, yeah. But...
And I think there's some of it that's good, and then other times where we're trying to kind of change that, but...
Yeah, totally.
Oh, man, it's so funny. And kind of goes along with our shit show.
Yeah.
Just makes a lot of sense.
It just makes a lot of sense. And I don't know, I'm just really excited to do this, and I think it's going to be a good-ass time.
Great-ass time.
Join us next time. Oh, I'm done.
All right. Thank you guys so much for being a part of our journey, and we hope you stick around and, you know, laugh with us, cry with us.
Cry with me.
Cry with Harp, specifically.
I'm a crier. Catch me in my feels. Catch me on Monday of this week. Like, fuck, you know? It's like that sometimes.
It just be that way.
And then we laugh. We cry, and then we laugh about it. It's fine.
We have a good time.
Yeah, we're really appreciative and just really excited to share our perspective and our experiences. And
we'll be putting out episodes every week.
Yeehaw.
Yee motherfucking haw.
I knew you were going to say that.